The Steve Gruber Show brought to you this hour by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. The power of my next guest, it knows no bounds. A superhero in the minds of many, mostly his children, but that's okay. Licensed attorney, real estate broker, all-around good guy, board member of the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. There he is, everybody. It's Friday. No fooling. It's Doolin. Doolin, how are you?
Not bad. How you doing, Gruber?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Good.
So I've got this as a contestant for the dumbest thing I've heard all week, but I want to play you a little clip because I'm confused. I don't understand. I need your help here.
I'll do my best.
So Alex, cue this up. It's bite number 11 with Adam Schiff. Bite number 11, go.
First of all, there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo.
What?
But it is clear already.
Hold on. Alex, play that one more time. What did he say?
First of all, there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo. But it is
all
clear
right,
already.
Doolin, I'm confused. Because I thought that the whole shooting match of impeachment was because the president of the United States had demanded from the president of Ukraine, you must give us dirt on the Bidens or we won't give you money for your military. Then that's a quid. I give you this, you give me that, a quid pro quo, right? Now he
right,
says you don't need
that
one.
That's what that means, yeah.
But now he says you don't need one. I'm confused. Help me, counselor.
Well, this is just silly because, honestly, even if there is a quid pro quo, the question is, why was there a quid pro quo? Because it's perfectly acceptable for the United States to withhold aid to a corrupt nation that is not investigating crimes, especially when there's a treaty that says that they have to cooperate on law enforcement.
Right. There's a treaty between the United States and Ukraine, the United States and China, the United States and every country that we've seen the president's men visit in pursuit of trying to figure out where the Russia collusion came from, correct?
Right. So even if there is a quid pro quo, that doesn't necessarily mean impeachment is appropriate. But now if there is no quid pro quo, what the hell are we talking about?
Exactly what I'm getting at. And then for this guy, this clown, I mean, I can go back, quid pro quo. But now we know there isn't one, and he says, well, you don't need one. Well, you told us before that was the whole shooting match. Not only do you not have a smoking gun, you don't have the damn gun at all, period.
Exactly right. And yet to his constituency of stoners, it will make no difference.
That is so impolite what you just did there. I'm really offended. I'm kind of offended. I'm hurt. Hey, let's go to Taco Bell. Right, exactly. Fire up the bus, the minibus. Okay. Let's talk then about the impeachment inquiry, which apparently is going on almost entirely behind closed doors. And I saw that the news reports about Volcker were not flattering to Volcker. And then I saw the news reports about what Sondland apparently said behind closed doors, not flattering to Sondland. To me, that telegraphs quite clearly that the Democrats are not getting what they are demanding from their witnesses.
Exactly right. It kind of reminds me of the joke you repeat from time to time. The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Exactly.
And this is, we're going to keep asking the question until you answer it right.
Right. When you start the inquiry by saying, have you stopped beating your wife? I mean, and that's really what they're doing. Have you stopped with the collusion with Ukraine? Have you stopped with the collusion with China? I mean, at what point did you and the president decide to collude with these countries? I mean, that's the way they frame their questions. Like, we didn't. I mean, I saw the whole Mick Mulvaney interview yesterday. I mean, and the questions that come out of these reporters' mouths. Well, now that you know that you've had this quid pro quo with Ukraine, who said that? I didn't. I mean, the way they frame the question, they're not even questions. They're declarations of fact with some little trailing question at the end. It's bizarre, isn't it?
Well, it is. And in fact, you know, Anderson Cooper did the same thing just recently where he said, falsely accused. The president has falsely accused your son, Joe Biden. And so their preambles. Their preface of their questions are statements of fact that are not necessarily so, by the way.
Well, here's something else that gets said a lot. When the president does something, they'll say, well, the president made unsubstantiated allegations of X, Y, and Z. Well, hold on. Isn't that exactly what happened with the entire Russia probe? Isn't it all now that the Mueller report is over, isn't it all unsubstantiated allegations made by Democrats and a host of other clowns against the president, right? Isn't that what that is? But the media doesn't use unsubstantiated unless it's the president or Republicans talking about it. Am I right there?
I believe you are. I mean, I'm seeing the same thing. The bias is rampant. I saw Megyn Kelly in her return to television just recently, and I think she summed it up really well, is that back in the old days, the bias was sort of passive, and now it's gone active. I think she described it exactly right.
Yeah, passive to active. So let me ask you this. I just saw polling from MRG, Tom Shields on the program a moment ago, saying in Michigan it hasn't moved the needle. 49% support the inquiry, which, by the way, is different than impeachment and removal. 49% support the inquiry. You know what? And I don't care if, I'd probably say yes. I don't care if they do the inquiry. It doesn't bother me at all. You should do it out in the open. You should have a fair process, which I don't see. But an inquiry? Okay. But that's a long way from saying let's remove the guy, because I talk to people on a regular basis. I don't like Donald Trump. Okay. But I'm going to vote for him. Oh. I mean, I hear that fairly frequently. I don't like Trump, but why would I change anything? I'm doing good. Everybody, my family's doing good. So I think the problem for the Democrats, and maybe you might see the same thing, what else do they have? They've got impeachment, and after that they've got Elizabeth Warren, who doesn't sell well anywhere.
No, exactly right. I'm always a little suspicious of polling. I mean, everybody got it wrong in 2016. And
I didn't.
We know that, well, you didn't. I shouldn't say everybody. You're right. but the devil's in the details, right? How
True.
Do you ask the question? So if the question that was posed in that particular poll was sort of a generic, if someone has been accused of wrongdoing, should we look into it? That's a little different from, do you think there should be a bunch of rabid dogs questioning people in dark back rooms away from cameras and microphones, which was the way I would phrase the question.
Is this normal in any way? Honestly, is it normal in any way to have this, it's like the Spanish Inquisition. Take them in. It's a 5-star court. And then we'll issue our ruling out the back door, and nobody gets to know who the witnesses were or what the evidence is. And here it is. I mean, it seems a little bizarre.
Normal and right. I think it might be the new normal. It honestly may be just because of the divisions that we have, the sort of clan team spirit. I mean, clan with a C,
Right.
The sort of team spirit divisions that we have. It may be the new normal, but I don't think it's right.
Well, I don't think it's right either. I don't know if it's the new normal. I'm just saying, is it normal previously? I mean, this is, we have ways to make you talk. Come in and stare into the light. We have ways, Mr. Gruber. We'll make you, we can break you. That's the way it feels. It feels like a damn, incursion.
Inquisition is a good word. Yeah. And I'm just, missing Ronald Reagan at this point, talking about the shining city on the hill, the last best hope on earth, and that last best hope had a lot to do with due process.
That's right. You got that right. Dylan, always a pleasure. I got to leave it there and run in headlong into my weekend, but I hope you have a good weekend with the family, too. Thank you, as always.
You too, Gruber. Always a pleasure. Thanks.
There you have it. All right, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. By the way, you can get a free water test today, and if you've heard me say that before, what are you waiting for if you haven't done it? Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Wolverine button. With everything that's in the headlines, isn't pure Wolverine water worth getting a free water test? I mean, it's free. Did I say free? Go to SteveGruber.com, click on that Wolverine button. Do it now.
Today, to show you something else about Pioneer's corn and soybean product development, I'm in Johnston, Iowa. I'm walking into a large, nondescript building, but what's inside is definitely worth describing. This is the insectary. That humming is from an environmental growth chamber. Behind this last set of doors are, you guessed it, insects. Lots of them. Okay, here we go. These insects, along with research data, help Pioneer breeders design corn and soybean products to better withstand insect pressure. This knowledge goes back decades and is constantly expanding for the future. The Insectary, another place that makes Pioneer, Pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.